It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, December 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. Paonia now has a town manager for the first time in years. And with that, there's been some hard looks at the budget, and that means cuts. Mayor Neil Schwiederman explains how things got this bad.
First, we had the theft of a huge amount of money from the town by a former financial officer who spent time in jail, etc. That dug into our reserves significantly. Second of all, as the recession hit in a small town in western Colorado, what happens? We don't feel the pinch from that right away, and that was the case in this situation. And it wasn't until just over a year ago now, about last August, we started seeing a drop in revenue. We had been flat all the way to that point. So we ended up budgeting a little higher than we should have for this year also. And those in culmination with the shorter reserves that we had start bringing your reserves down and leave us in a position.
Businesses and community leaders in, as part of that cut, as part of the cuts that will be happening, there will be a reduction in town staff proposed in the budget for next year is the elimination of three positions, including the town clerk, a police officer, and a public works person. The final budget will be voted upon Tuesday. Business and community leaders in Delta County's North Fork Valley say Paonia, Crawford, and Hotchkiss need an economic boost. They recently held a forum on the North Fork Valley's economy and what can be done to improve it. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
About 100 people attended the forum in Paonia. They came to hear different perspectives on the local economy, what's working and what's not, and how to make things better.
We have our farms, we have our hunting resources, we have our restaurants, we have our wineries, all these people who are creating things out of the natural assets that we have here in the valley.
That's Alexis Halbert, president of the Paonia Chamber of Commerce.
One of the trends that we're also seeing is that small towns are being swallowed, often by growth of larger cities, or small towns are losing that critical population capacity in order to keep and grow jobs.
Albert says last year, the North Fork Valley became one of Colorado's 12 creative districts.
We've been recognized for our wealth of artists, writers, entrepreneurs, and in particular, our heritage crafts and our agriculture.
She sees this designation as an economic opportunity. But not all speakers painted such a rosy picture. Some pointed out that the valley is falling behind when it comes to necessities like high-speed internet.
Broadband is important, and we really feel it's the number one economic issue.
That's Trish Thibodeau, the director of Delta County Economic Development.
As we talk about developing a diverse, robust, resilient economy, the creative class is a really important piece of that, and entrepreneurs. And we know that folks need access to affordable, reliable internet.
Thibodeau says she's working with local governments, organizations, and businesses to figure out how to bring faster broadband to Delta County. She says high-speed internet would improve local businesses and attract new ones. Thibodeau says new businesses are going to be vital to the local economy.
Because of the recent layoffs with the mines, we have gotten an economic development grant to look at how do we rebuild a resilient and dynamic, diverse economy.
The North Fork Valley is known for two main industries, agriculture and coal mining. Nationwide, the coal industry is suffering, and the valley has felt it too. Nearly 450 coal miners have lost their jobs within the last 2 years. Mike Ludlow, the president of Oxbow Mining, says the future of coal in the North Fork Valley is uncertain.
Everybody in the valley knows that the coal industry is extremely challenged right now. It's under the gun from environmental groups, government regulations, and an oversupply of coal in the United States and worldwide.
Emily Hartnett with the Valley Organic Growers Association says farming is a staple in the valley.
So what we have going on in the valley is the largest concentration of organic farms in the state.
Hartnett explains the challenge.
Our problem would be distribution and delivery. So if we can get our products to the Front Range, to Telluride, Aspen, Crested Butte, then there's pretty much unlimited market.
And in addition to sending produce out of the valley, she says farmers are looking to agritourism to draw people in. Most of the speakers agreed it's important to collaborate. Alexis Halbert with the Chamber of Commerce.
When we create structure, we might actually get something done. Structure can really help us figure out what we're doing, where we're going.
At the end of the forum, however, it wasn't clear how the various parties would work together or what would top their agenda. So the Hive Paonia plans to host a series of in-depth meetings early next year to discuss topics like broadband and energy development. The public is invited to attend. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
When mineral rights owners lease oil and gas companies, they usually receive a royalty. One company on the Western Slope will have to pay back millions that it owes to rights owners. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Late last month, the figures came out in a class action lawsuit ruling against WPX Energy. Mineral rights owners banded together to dispute the royalty payments that they were receiving from WPX for the extracted oil and gas. Earlier, they'd settled for $5 million for deductions in the royalties for processing. WPX was basically shifting the cost of business onto the owners. Now, they've been awarded another $5 million for deductions for transporting the gas to market. Nate Kiever, the attorney who brought the case, says they can't cut into the royalty payments unless they're going to bring in even more money.
So in other words, if you could have sold the gas for a dollar a unit and you pay 10 cents to move it farther downstream to a different market and you're able to get $1.50, then if the lease is silent, that would be an appropriate deduction. But if you move it downstream and you don't get any more value for it, then you can't take that deduction.
WPX is expected to appeal the decision. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And finally, the Colorado Tourism Office recently announced almost $400,000 in grants to organizations across Colorado to help market the state. Notably, the Ouray Chamber was awarded $25,000 and the Colorado National Monument Association was given $10,000. 20 organizations in total received money to boost tourism in the state. Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.